So last Friday, I brought up a story involving a robbery in London where the individual involved had reportedly hypnotized the owner, and we read more about it, and then we talked about, well, how believable is this story? What do we think about hypnotist? How legit is it? Many people chimed in through text, and it turned out, you know, we said, hey, maybe we should have somebody come in. Jenna was able to track down. Somebody's joined us in studio, Jay Bryan. We're to chat here with Jay, and then he's going to have an opportunity to go into our what we call our green room, which is across the way, and attempt to hypnotize a man who's open-minded, is willing to try new things, doesn't come in with any preconceived ideas, and now has had at least 6 or 7 wheat thins, so has a much, much better mood, right? Is that a fair assessment of you?
Absolutely.
That nails it. Jay, thank you for coming on down. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Chad.
Okay, so tell me your background as a hypnotist.
So my background as a hypnotist started 8 years ago.
Okay.
I've got some professional training of all places in Las Vegas, Nevada, right
Perfect.
On the strip.
Right
on the strip.
Okay.
And the thing is I had a great trainer by the name of Jeffrey Ronning, and went through all of the information that was important in being a hypnotist, and kind of left us with the tool belt over the week of the things that you want to do and the things that you don't want to do, and incorporate that into a show. And then to write the show, and before we got to get our certification, we needed to be very particular of what we were going to do.
So did you have any thoughts that you would want to try this? I mean, how does it come up that you say, hey, I think what I'd like to be is I'd like to be a hypnotist?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm in the entertainment business as well, and I'm a disc jockey too.
Okay.
And it was just a great opportunity to go hand in hand with what I had done with the stage presence and music background, and just a different way to ante up the level of entertainment. So I decided with a buddy of mine who happens to be local here as well that, hey, we're going to go do this. We're going to check it out and try it. So it was just one of those things. It was on a whim. And we just went and tried it, and turned out that 8 years later, it's a pretty successful business.
So this is your business? This is your full-time job?
It's full-time, part-time. So, you know, I wear the hat of running the disc jockey company and then doing the hypnotism. So the hypnotism would be more, I could say part-time, full-time. It's definitely busy.
Okay.
I find myself doing a lot more events these days, which is good.
And you do it solely for entertainment?
Solely for entertainment. A lot of corporate entertainment.
Okay.
Everywhere, Chad, from Fortune 500 companies to student shows, smaller ma-and-pa businesses, and that's primarily what I do.
What did you think of the concept before? Did you say, hey, I believe in that? Did you even think about it? What was your approach of hypnotist before you started pursuing this?
It's funny that you asked because we were talking about it, my buddy and I, and I'm like, wow, this would be awesome. What a way to get in the mind of people safely, of course.
Yeah.
And to be able to ante up a whole other level of entertainment, to make it a fun thing for audiences and people to engage themselves in, something completely different than what I'm used to. So, of course, I was very intrigued, and away we went with the training.
Okay, so it's a news guy over here with his head down. He's a very stubborn person, okay? He's skeptical of this, right?
Well, I believe in it. I just don't think that I can be hypnotized.
Okay, because you hear that from people all the time.
I
fall in that same category. I'm stubborn, and I don't feel like I can be hypnotized. Are we just delusional in thinking that? Or
you know, I think that with people in hypnosis, there's obviously maybe a little bit of a fear factor. What is a hypnotist going to do to me? I'm in front of all my peers.
Yeah.
Consider yourself being in a group of what I perform for often is 500-600 people.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, okay, this guy's up on stage and he's like, wow, what's going to happen to me? I'm in front of all my coworkers. I'm a little bit nervous here. What's this hypnotist like? So the number one thing for a stage comedy hypnotist is to create rapport with the individual. If you don't have rapport with the crowd,
good luck. I've been trying that for 5 years.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job, right?
Nothing? Nothing?
The news guy's sleeping. Maybe he's hypnotized.
I mean, hello? Come on. Okay. So what is success for you with hypnosis?
Success is, number one, creating rapport.
Okay.
Number two, doing a very safe show for the corporation at the liability of myself and the corporation, too. You know, you don't need to get nasty and naughty and dirty to have a good, clean, fun show. The other thing is don't embarrass your participant or your subject.
Wait a second. Hold on. That pretty much eliminates everything we want in here.
We want him to be as embarrassed as possible.
Embarrassed, nasty, dirty. Isn't that all we're looking for, Adam?
Is that what kind of show this is?
I hope not. I want to keep it clean.
Yeah. Okay, so how can people get a hold of you, by the way? Let's give you a plug. Jay Bryan. Conventional.
Yes.
So if somebody wants you for an event, what do they do?
They go right to my website.
Okay.
Which is jaybryan.com. And that's spelled JAYBRIAN.com. Or they can call me, of course, on the telephone.
People still call?
They still call.
Yeah. Probably the website is a better way to go.
Can you hypnotize someone over the telephone?
You know, if they gave me enough time, I could.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so how soon did you realize, once you were taking the training, that you could do this?
In a week.
A week?
In fact, the other part or the additional part of the training, to take it a step further, I continued the training, and we were hypnotizing people on the strip at midnight. So talk about some fun entertainment. That was fun.
That's got to be a little easier. Though,
right? Oh, yeah, exactly.
We were dropping them like flies right on the strip. People didn't know what was going on.
Okay, now this is not a bit. We have not met, and you haven't met any of us before, right?
Well, just 3 minutes ago,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So this is not a setup. This is not a character. This is not a voice. Jenna, you found Jay Googling him, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Not to be awkward, but yeah.
So my analytics were working.
Yeah exactly.
Right. Good.
So where do you stand on this? What do you think?
Oh, I believe that people are hypnotized. I just don't know how.
Have you seen it before?
Have I seen somebody be hypnotized?
Yes.
What I think, yes, I think I've seen that before.
Okay. And you were further convinced that you couldn't be because of that?
No, just because I was on stage for a hypnosis in front of a bunch of people too, and I'd never felt myself even. Maybe the guy was bad or something, but I.
So what do you say to that for the people who are thinking it's not going to work on me?
I have a lot of skeptics. Sometimes skeptics chat are my best subjects. I will say that if it doesn't work today, you can try tomorrow, and it could work tomorrow. So a lot of people, I think, say, "Hey, gosh, I'm a bad subject." Yeah. But what I will say is, the stronger your will, the stronger the will to want to be hypnotized.
Yeah.
So somebody comes up to me on my stage and says, "You know what, Mr. Hypnotist? No matter how hard you try, you are not going to be able to hypnotize me." And nothing is further from the truth. They're absolutely right. So obviously they'd be wasting my time, their time, the crowd's time. So typically in that aspect, I would ask them to sit down and leave this chair open for somebody that does want to participate. So you've got to really have a strong will. And
a strong will, though, right?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a fool of myself, but...
Well, you just heard me earlier. We won't embarrass
you.
No,
good.
No, we're not going to embarrass you. We do that that's the regular show.
That's the regular
show. We do that. Have you listened to our show at all? That's what we do normally. This will be a better part. Okay, so you're going to go in what we call our green room, and you guys are going to spend 5-6 minutes together. Is that right? Approximately?
Yes, approximately. And what people don't realize under hypnosis is we're all hypnotized 5 to 8 times a day.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
We miss our exits. We're listening to the radio. Yeah. We got the tunes crank. We drive by. We're talking. Hypnosis is very simple, and it's all through progressive relaxation. So if Adam, the news guy, can simply relax, it should be pretty successful.
That's the problem, though. I mean, I have such a scatterbrain.
Yeah, yeah.
I find it difficult to get to that place.
Sure. Now, typically in my situation, you think of a group of 500 people. I have
a lot of people to pick from.
Well, I will have anywhere from 35 to 40 subjects on stage that I'm working with all at once.
Okay.
So
now, would you want two? Would that make it? Because Jenna, maybe. What if you have two possibilities?
Well, the more possibilities I have, the better. So that makes things
I'll
even
do it,
better.
If you all right, want me to.
Yeah, let's. How about we have two?
Yeah.
Right? What do you think, Cook? Isn't it better that way?
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Do
whatever
you want. Adam, is that better for
better.
You if Jenna also tries it?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
is Jenna willing?
Sure.
I'm always game.
Maybe she's
game.
She'll be more receptive than I will be.
Okay.
I believe.
You're a believer. Okay. You two, the three of you go into the green room. We might be us the rest of the show. I have no idea.
Sure.
Okay. Good luck to you.
All right.
And then we'll talk here in about 5-6 minutes and see where we're at. Traffic, weather, and more with Jay, Adam, and Jenna in moments on CCO.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Your Wolves are back in action tonight, playing right now. So far, maybe it'll change, maybe it won't. The best team in the National Basketball Association, the Golden State Warriors, the Splash Brothers, with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, new head coach Steve Kerr. Ball game you're going to hear on WCCO. Pregame begins at 6:30. Tap at 7:10. So that's coming up here on CCO. Again, we're about, what would you say, Dan? 20 yards away from the room where Jay Bryan is attempting to hypnotize.
That's fair.
Jenna Winzenberg and Adam Carter. And we told him we were back in 5-6 minutes, and I'm sure he has some comfort level when he'll return. So until he returns, I want to get to a story, which the video is just fantastic. And it's normally I don't really bring up an intentional chlorine gas incident at a hotel and say, hey, that's fantastic.
Really funny.
You know, I mean, it's not really the way I would go, but you just need to see the video because people were at something called a furry convention. A furry convention where they were dressed up in all sorts of costumes. FurFest organizers said neither they nor the hotel would offer refunds because the incident was an unforeseen criminal act. So you see people, it was folks that were celebrating art, literature, performance based on animals. This draws thousands of people every year, according to the Midwest Fur Fest website. The Midwest Fur Fest website.
So there's chapters.
Yeah, there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, this is our Midwest,
sure.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, so are we in the Midwest or are we in the North? We could be in the North. I don't know.
It's probably the North.
There could be a lot of Fur Fest websites. Is that on, you know, one of your, is it bookmarked?
It is not.
Is it one of your favorites?
No, it certainly is not.
Now, I believe you did see a little bit of the video where, and it's serious, a chlorine gas
dangerous
incident.
People could have been hurt. Absolutely, yeah. Don't make light of that at all.
So people are walking out in, I didn't recognize any of the costumes. It's not like, I mean, could have been Scooby-Doo. I don't know. Close circuit of common, who is Scooby-Doo? But they're walking, I mean, there's a lot of embarrassing things that can happen at a hotel.
Yes.
Right? Where maybe something's taking place. And
you thought you had a bit of privacy.
Yeah,
and
right.
Suddenly,
you know, maybe you're there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not supposed to be there with somebody or God knows what you're doing. I don't know. I mean, the folks who are from the Fur Fest website, they might not care.
I'm sure there's plenty of them that don't. You know, I'm sure there's also other people that are hoping to go to this thing and be around like-minded people and not be mocked and ridiculed. And you know what I'm saying? But
that's
all
true.
Of a sudden they find themselves outside in these outfits going, oh, boy.
But if you keep the costume on the entire time, it could have – how do I know you weren't there? How do you know I wasn't there?
I suppose that's true.
You don't?
Yeah, as long as you have some sort of significant mask on, you know, nobody would really know who you
are. Well, it's not just the mask. It's the whole – they were
right, but I'm saying, you know, as long as your face isn't covered, anybody that gets video of you probably isn't going to be able to tell who
yeah.
you are. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. I'm worried right now. They walked out of this room at least – 10 minutes ago.
At least, yeah.
At least 10 minutes ago, and we got Holiday High-Low.
You want me to go check on him?
Well, no, let's wait. Let's
All
just,
right.
let's,
All right.
well, hey, let's do this. Let's take the break here.
Okay.
We'll chat with him, and we'll also do Holiday High-Low. I'm guessing it's Carter right now. I'm guessing that Carter is the holdup at this particular time. And then during the break, we can check and see what's going on. Okay, so we're back with Jay Bryan, hypnotist. We're not giving him a lot of time here, so it's not exactly the easiest situation. So take me through what's going on.
So what we're doing is we've attempted a progressive relaxation here quite quickly with the two of them. They've done very, very well considering they have no idea who I am. And we went into the green room. We just coached ourselves what hypnosis is and how it affects us daily and how we relax. So we did the induction, and, I would say that, you know, they're there, but they're not there. So, you know, maybe a little bit more time. Perhaps if I could have worked with them, it might have been a little bit different of a result. But they're doing absolutely fantastic because they sit here in their chairs. They're noticing themselves still coming a little bit more relaxed, and they're feeling quite confident and secure where they're at. So they also have experienced a different state of mind where we've enhanced their scene of where they're at, and we're just making them feel really, really good at this particular point.
So can I ask them questions or – no, I shouldn't do that.
No. So the question that I have here for Jenna in particular, Jenna, the instant I snap my fingers – I want you to be watching the funniest movie you've ever seen in your entire life. In fact, the movie is going to become so funny at times you're going to feel like you're going to want to wet your pants, but you're not going to. The instant I snap my fingers, you're going to be watching the funniest movie on the count of three. One, two, and three. And the movie becomes funnier and funnier every time I snap my fingers. And three. And three. So funny at the point where you might want to wet your pants, but you're not going to. And three. What are we watching here, Jenna?
A funny movie.
Can you tell me a little bit about the scene of the funny movie? And it just became funnier.
Adam Sandler is definitely not in it.
Who's in it that's so funny?
Vince Vaughn.
And it's becoming even funnier and funnier and funnier and funnier. So funny at the point that you even might want to start snorting. It's so funny. In fact, all of a sudden, the movie became super sad. The instant I snap my fingers, that's going to be the saddest movie you've ever seen in your entire life, to the point where it's so sad that Jenna's going to start to cry only on the count of three. One, two, and three. And it's a sad movie. And it's sad. Jenna, what's wrong?
It's a sad movie.
And it's getting so sad.
Oh.
So sad. So there you have it, a little bit with hypnosis.
Yeah.
We've got the news guy. He did it.
He's reluctant.
No, I'm telling you, though.
He had a good effort. He had a good effort.
Yeah?
I'm serious. No, I feel a lot better than I did 10 minutes ago.
You know why?
Really?
I know?
Yeah.
Chad, you know why I know? Look at his eyes. His eyes are completely bloodshot. They're red.
Yeah, so that is true. Yeah.
He is very, very relaxed.
I've seen him very relaxed and bloodshot, too. I've seen before.
No, seriously. I mean, if I had more time,
yeah,
I think it would have worked. Because seriously, it's like I feel a lot better than I did 10 minutes ago. Very relaxing.
How about you?
Same thing. You go kind of in and out of – it works sometimes, and then it doesn't work. Like, sometimes Adam was making me laugh, and sometimes he was making me laugh.
But so, you notice now Jenna was great because she was in, she was out.
Yeah.
Then when we were in the green room, she really was in. And then she kind of came out a little bit, and then once we sat here. So they wanted to take it in. There's no doubt. I mean, with Adam, if I could have had a little bit more time with him, he'd have been great. But again, it's just more about creating the rapport again, Chad. So you got to create rapport with them because if you want them to trust you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you can kind of work them through. But they did a great job.
Jay, thank you very much for coming down.
Thank you. My pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
JayBryan.com, is that?
JayBryan.com.
Fabulous. Yes. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
We
got to
play Holiday High Low right now. Go ahead, Dan. Fire up the music. Here we go. It is our first chance to play Holiday High Low. Hopefully, you're familiar with it. Right now, we're going to take the 12th caller at 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. How about the prize package? I think it's better this year than it has been any other year. Headliner for me is the Delta Vacations trip for two to Jamaica. As somebody who owns a drinking water station from Connecticut, I love it. It's the Connecticut K5 drinking water station. A facial and complete skincare kit from the clinic. How about the Duluth backpack made from the Metrodome? The Wolves ticket package. Two tickets to Bette Midler at the X, and so much more. So you need to listen, okay? pay attention to what's going on, listen show by show, narrow it down. I have no idea. Dan knows the total. Adam doesn't know it. Jenna doesn't know it. You listen. So far we've had Heinze, who is in for Dave, Jordana, who is in for John. We're playing here. We might get a winner here. I have no idea. We may get a winner right here. If we don't get a winner, John Williams is going to play two separate times at 3:34 and 6:34. Shelly is good enough to call in, so we have our 12th caller. I appreciate it. Shelly, how are you doing this afternoon?
Just great.
Okay. Have you listened to Holiday High Low before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you feel like any of the last couple of years you had a chance to win?
Yep, last year. I knew the answer.
Oh, you did. You did, but you couldn't get through.
Nope.
Okay. Have you heard the first two guesses?
I heard two of them, yes.
Okay. All right. I have no idea, Shelly. Go ahead. Give us your total, and Dan, play the next music for the big we do that after when we're building the drama. I got it. Go ahead, Shelly.
Okay, $9,439.58.
Dan, tell everybody what that means.
A little too high, Chad.
A little too high. Now, who knows? That could be a lot too high.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, you don't trust Dan, Shelly.
Oh,
I'm not very good at math.
Yeah. All right, Shelly, do you still need to talk to Jen and give her more information?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Just a little more information, Shelly. Thank you very much. All right. So a little too high. Why don't you just tell us? Dan, just tell us right now, and we can just move on.
Okay, the number is?
No. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. We're going to play tomorrow, maybe two more times tomorrow. Don't know. It would be pretty rare if somebody's going to get this a little early. But, again, keep paying attention. Keep listening. You can narrow it down a little bit. John's going to play it the next time at 3:34. Among the items we will discuss next hour, the Vikings and the Jets with Brian Murphy, Pioneer Press.